Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about the cross and what it means to place yourself on the cross and to come down from the cross this week. So let's continue here with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless the message today. Bless the person that's listening and the person that will be hearing the message. And I ask you to open all of our understanding more and more and give us more and more revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from your mighty word. Because, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to walk holy. We want to walk in obedience to your word. And we want to do everything you tell us to do so we may walk in the greatest victory that is possible as sons of God. Father, thank you for the day. In Jesus' name, bless us. Amen. Now then, we've been talking about the cross and what it means to put yourself on the cross and what it means to come down from the cross. Well, what happens whenever we do come down from the cross? What shall I do when I realize that I have absolutely taken myself down from the cross? In other words, somebody had said something or done something, and I've just absolutely ripped the nails out, and I've brought myself down. And when I realize I have done that, what do I need to do? Well, when I realize I have come down from the cross, when I have suffered defeat by taking things into my own hands, and we all do that far too much, and I've done it by one of the many ways we do it is by falling into self-pity or resentment or otherwise into acting from self or from the flesh. Now, many of us do not know how to use the cross. Many years I did not have a clue. But when my experiences fails, or whenever I had experienced failures, I had a bad time. Immediately, my crisis of sanctification is called in question, and I have a fierce inner struggle over the genuineness of my crisis experiences. Now then, if after examination and prayer, I finally decide that my crisis was so pronounced that I cannot doubt it, I will gradually recover from this distress and I will have to go on. But I have not dealt with the relapse which caused the question to arise. Now that's the problem. Now, when this happens, if this happens to you or me or anyone, then you or I have assumed them or assured ourselves that we are sanctified and that therefore we must be all right, when as a matter of fact the Spirit does most definitely have a controversy with something in mine or your life. Too many times we will go on the assumption that if we can conscientiously say that we are sanctified or Spirit-filled, there can be nothing more in my life with which the Spirit has to deal with. And that is a fatal error. Now, this results in the habit of hiding behind a past experience instead of dealing with dispositions with which the Spirit does have a controversy. Now then, is there anyone who in his honest moments would not admit that even though he has had a genuine crisis experience, he still may realize dispositions which are displeasing to God? What should one do with those dispositions? Take them right back to the cross. As soon as you realize that you have come down from the cross and have suffered a defeat, however small that defeat is, instead of trying to prove to yourself that you are sanctified and therefore that you are all right, realize that you may have missed it. You may, although have been filled with the Spirit, and yet there is a thing in you that is not all right. The Spirit has a controversy with you. you have relapsed into the flesh of your self-life. Now, many people do this. At this point, you need to realize that you have absolutely come down from the cross. And the only thing for you to do is to get back on the cross as quickly as you can. Give up your rights if that is what you have contended for. Give up your resentment or self-pity or self-saving. Now, die to the thing that caused you to come down from the cross, and you will find yourself in victory again. Now, it doesn't make any difference what anybody does to you. In fact, I had a great opportunity to really come down from the cross and really do something devastating just a couple of years ago, whenever a company that I had worked for many years, of course, I'd worked for an operation for almost 29 years as an engineer, and then moved over. The company sold a couple of times, and the last portion of the company I was with about 7 years, and I had worked many long hours for that company and done a lot of work for them, saved them a lot of money. And then because of my refusing to not talk about Jesus in the workplace, they terminated me after 29 years. Now, at that point, I had the opportunity. I could very easily have come down from the cross. But it really didn't even cross my mind. When they told me I was terminated from my job, even after 29 years, and of course only 7 years for this last company, I realized that this was the enemy I was contending with and not mankind. So I knew that God was in this, and he was putting me to the test, putting me through an experience to see how I was going to deal with it. So I praised him and thanked him and worshiped him for the privilege to serve him in some other realm. And by doing that, I stayed on the cross, and I didn't create any kind of a problem. And everything has worked out so magnificently wonderful since then. I just find it very difficult to believe, even as a man of faith, the wonderful things that God has done for me since I've got completely out of the workforce and just serving the Lord. I have seen him do greater and mightier miracles. I have had more time to pray and to talk to him and to read his word and to do things than I ever had before. And I am so grateful that I stayed on that cross. Now then, if you do come down from the cross, how do you go back upon the cross? The way you go back upon the cross is by confession of your sins and restitution. The evidences that your experience was genuine is not that you never again fall below your best, but that when you discover your failure, as soon as the Spirit reproves you for your defeat, you are willing to humble yourself, acknowledge your weakness or your mistakes or your sin, and accept full blame for it yourself. Now, this is the thing that so many people today have such a problem with. They don't want to take the blame for themselves, especially if others are involved and request forgiveness, and you must make restitution to others if it's needed. Now, goodness, this is very difficult. So the thing to do is don't ever come down off the cross. If you don't come down off the cross, you don't get angry with those people. You won't say things to those people, so you don't have to make that restitution, and you don't have to confess your sin because you don't go there. So the secret is to stay there, but it's so easy to come down off of that cross. Now, as you make a practice of doing this, of humbling yourself and acknowledge your weakness or your mistakes, as you make a practice of this, you will find increasing victory over your weakness, and your defeats will be less frequent. Now, in the opinion of some spiritual leaders, an advanced degree of the graces of the Spirit may be even more important than the spectacular gifts of the Spirit. This is not to discount the importance of the gifts, but the absence of the grace of the Spirit by that he may counteract or he may nullify the blessings of the gifts. Now, failing to yield to the cross in its daily application, refusing to live the crucified life, may be fatal to the operation of either the gifts of the graces. Refusing to come down from the cross is basic to the exercise of spiritual power. The cross is the only place of authority. The only place of authority. No soul moves toward God without satanic oppression. So you need to get used to that. There is absolutely impossible for you to move toward God because without satanic opposition, because Satan is between you and God. Now, all the forces of hell are mobilized to prevent any Godward advance. Only an awakened and deeply convicted soul can overcome this opposition, and then only by the help of the Holy Ghost. Now, if your problem has been the overprotecting of your rights, remember that the only right a genuinely crucified soul has is the right to give up his rights. That's the only thing you have the right to do, is to give up your rights. Now then, if you make a mistake and you come down from that cross, whatever you do, repent, name the sin, be restored to that human being if you've done something against a person, realizing that they are not the problem, the enemy is, and I'm telling you, he's going to be in full force against you as you try to advance toward God. So get used to it. If you don't know that, get used to it. The enemy is going to do everything he can to come against you. Now, I'd like to take a couple of seconds extra today and tell you that in the future, we have already started this. We have put all of our radio shows, we're putting them on a week at a time on our website by date, and you will be able to go into our website and listen to our radio shows from our website. If you have a computer that's connected to the internet, you can go to www.tlsm.org. Now, TLSM stands for The Living Savior Ministries. TLSM.org. There you can also get a list of our audio and video tapes. We don't have near all of them listed on there, but we have many of the ones that we've made over the years there. And we will be happy to send you a box of audio and video tapes, free and postpaid. We send them out, and then if people want to send a donation back for them, they're welcome to do that, because that is the way we support the ministry. But we never ask for anything. If you want some of our teaching tapes, you can either go to the website and send us an email from there. You can also contact us, and on our website, it's listed as under free, free, free. So you can go there and get all the information. And we'd love to hear from you. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ.